day to day, let me ask you, what drives your thinking? What causes you to do what you do, to be who you are? Most people, if they're honest, would have to say their circumstances, the people around them, the places in which they find themselves. All too often, we become who we are because of the things that we're reacting to. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Think about it. If you grew up in a loving home with fantastic, albeit imperfect, parents, you're going to be quite a different person to someone who bumped from one foster home to the next without anyone ever really loving them. And in the same way, as adults, our circumstances often drive our thinking. A secure job versus unemployment. A happy marriage versus divorce. Great relationships versus conflict. All those have a huge impact on who we become. But is it really the right thing to allow situations, circumstances, people out there to be the main drivers in our lives? Or is there a better way? Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking. It is for peace that you were chosen to be together in one body, and always be thankful. Let's face it, life out there is a roller coaster. There are ups and there are downs. There are storms and tempests and calm days as well. Do you really want to live your life on that roller coaster? No. So let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking. And as you deal with all that stuff in your life, be thankful, always thankful, because it's for peace that you were chosen to be together in one body. The closer you draw to Jesus, the more peace you'll have in your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And if you want to draw really close to Jesus, allow him to speak into your life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When God Speaks. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.